In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 17, May 1st, 1925. And Jesus has just told us about him and his mother, how because of the mission of redemption, Our Lady co-redeemed with Jesus on Calvary. She was with Jesus on Calvary. And now Jesus wants to explain to us and to Louisa, for us, the mission of Louisa. So he says, after he tells us about creation, the mission of redemption, and now the mission of sanctification, he says, your mission, Louisa, of making known the eternal will is braided with mine and that of my dear mother, Mary. So it's a braid. It's three. When you see a braid being made, after a while, you can't tell which one of the braids came from which one of the three. It becomes one. And this is what Jesus wants us to understand. This mission of sanctification is blended with the mission of Jesus and Mary. And now it's sanctification. When you braid something, it's stronger. When you braid a rope, it's stronger. This mission, is this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon the earth. So he says, your mission, Louisa, of making known the eternal will is braided with mine and that of my dear mother, Mary. And since it has to serve for the good of all of humanity, it was necessary, Jesus says, necessary to centralize the eternal Son of my most holy divine will in one human, one creature. Okay? So that as a unique mission, this sun, S-U-N, might let its rays blaze from Louisa, and all might take the good of this light. So he's saying to us that I'm now going to explain to you why you are needed. See, Adam was human. Adam wasn't the son of God. Adam wasn't the mother of God. And with Louisa was the human born of original sin who Jesus and Mary could give this life, this light, this love into. She could be the firstborn of this gift, Louisa Picaretta. And he says, all of this life of Jesus and Mary braided together now with a human so that all of humanity can embrace this gift. Okay? So he says, this implies that for the decorum and for the honor of my holy divine will, I, Jesus, had to pour into you, Louisa, as bearers and preparations, such graces, such light, such love, such knowledge of the divine will as to befit the residence of the Son of my divine will. So he's saying, I'm putting into you, Louisa, like in a new house. I'm painting all the walls. I'm getting the new floors, new ceiling. I'm getting everything ready that befits this sun, S-U-N, of my divine will. This great gift of the divine will that was given to Louisa. What I'm giving to you, Louisa, is the preparations, the graces, the light, the love, the knowledge of the divine will that no other human possessed. No saint possessed this. My mother possessed it. I possess it, Jesus says. But no human possessed this who have been redeemed. So he says, what I want you to begin to live is this life of sanctification, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. He says, I, Jesus, had to pour into you graces, light, and love, knowledge of the divine will that will befit the residence of the Son of my divine will. Even more, Louisa, you must know this, that just as my holy humanity in its office of Redeemer conceived all humanity, all souls, the same was to happen in you, Louisa. In your mission, Louisa, the office was to make my divine will known and reign in you, Louisa. So as you, Louisa, continue to do your acts in my divine will for everyone, past, present, and future, all humanity remains conceived in your will, Louisa. That's the life Adam had. His children were to receive this universal life. His children were to receive the image and likeness of God. And when Adam fell, it took 4,000 years for Jesus to be born. Jesus to come to the earth. Jesus to redeem and Our Lady co-redeem with Christ. So that this universal life can begin again. So through holy baptism in the universal life, what happens at that point is the person is in God's image. Half of it is there through holy baptism of this universal life. And now with the Book of Heaven, it's the second half. It's the likeness of God. How and why we are called to live in the likeness of God. That's calling the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father that was given to the apostles through Jesus Christ himself, which all of the church has been praying for the last 2,000 years. Jesus says this. He says, your mission and office was to make known the divine will to reign in you, Louisa, continue to do your acts in my divine will for everyone, past, present, and future, and all creatures remain conceived in your will as you, Louisa, keep repeating your acts in mine. You, Louisa, form the many sips of the divine life that given to those who are reading the Book of Heaven in order to be able to nourish all of humanity, past, present, and future. So as we read this, like I said, the rippling effect, as we read this, this rippling effect is affecting all of humanity through which, as though conceived in yours, Louisa, by virtue of my divine will, Jesus says. So he now has the first human born of original sin to receive this gift. It's found in Louisa. It's Louisa's gift. So he says, do you not feel how in my divine will you, Louisa, embrace everyone, past, present, and future, from the first Adam to the last human that is to exist upon earth? You embrace everyone. For everyone, for all, you, Louisa, would want to satisfy, to love, to please the supreme will, binding the supreme will to all of humanity, removing all the obstacles that prevent its dominion in humanity, making the divine will known to everyone who wants it. Even with suffering, you, Louisa, expose yourself to satisfy for everyone. See, we're getting a glimpse of Louisa. This supreme will, which so much loves to be known, so much loves to reign in the midst of creatures. I give it to you, Louisa, so that you can give it to humanity. Louisa's the one who has the true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, that's now given to us. That's why it's Louisa's. And God is saying to us, I want you to possess what I gave to Louisa. Wait till you find out who Louisa is. This is where the earth, Jesus says, is going to shake. Everything's going to be perfect at that point. Beautiful music is going to come from earth to heaven when we begin to understand what God has done with a human who was born of original sin. God, Jesus and Mary's life is ours, and God is going to give it to us. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for divine healing for all, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.